Hello, our names are Kyle, Dylan, Brendan, and Josh. We are going to be talking about sugaring and how everything will look in the next 10 years. This topic has been huge for the sugar industry in Vermont. We will be interviewing Evan Inkle. Evan has been sugaring with his family for years and is knowledgeable about the topic. Kyle will be interviewing Evan.
Some people think sugaring is easy, but that is not true. There is so much behind sugaring. If you ever want to start sugaring for yourself, there are a few things you will need: money and land. The start-up cost for sugaring is a lot. You would need to build a sugar house, buy main line and tubing, buy an RO system, buy a vacuum system, buy an evaporator and a system to filter your syrup. This doesn't include finding a market so you can sell the syrup you make. Also, you would need to buy a source of fuel for your evaporator and provide electricity in the sugar house.
But if you get all that done, you will probably need to take out a loan. This money you will have to pay back, so you will need to make the most money you can. In sugaring, you need a place to sell all the goods that you produce. If you sell all the products all bulk, you can make pretty good money. But you are not making all the money as you can sell your product. If you can find a market in your area to sell a little bit of canned syrup to make different goods that people will buy, you can make more money. If you make too much to supply those needs to, you would need to sell all bulk.
Hi, my name is Kyle Doherty. Me and my group are trying to see where people who own a sugaring operation think they'll be in 10 years. We are doing this project for Mr. Cheney. He is our Vermont local studies teacher in Lake Region High School. So where do you see your operation in 10 years? When do you see the bigger operations growing and the smaller rings going out of business?
I plan to be at around 30 to 35,000 taps in 10 years, and I'll probably stay there. We started at like 100 taps and have grown every year since then, pretty much. And I see smaller businesses going out because bigger businesses like Sweet Tree and stuff are coming in and making a lot of syrup.
Now, how has the sugaring season changed over the last 10 years as far as climate and price and
everything? It's been starting a lot earlier, like February runs, so got to be set up early for those. And what else did you say besides climate?
Just price of sap and everything, syrup, I mean.
Price of syrup's gone down a lot. It used to be $3 a pound. Now it was around $2. We got $2.25 this year, so that's good. Went up a little bit.
Now, is climate change really happening to better the weather and get warmer quicker, or do you think it's getting colder?
I don't think that climate change stuff is even real, to be honest with you. You're going to get what you're going to get.
Right. As seasons get warmer, which makes the sugaring season shorter, how much sap and syrup do you make? Does it really change? Like,
usually get about a third of a gallon of syrup per tap.
Right.
So, no, it's been pretty good.
Pretty steady. Yeah. Profit. How much profit are you guys bringing in? I mean, is it changing a lot? I mean, obviously you guys expanded, but do you think that the price is going to go down or up within the next 10 years?
Well, we just upgraded all our equipment 3 years ago when we got our 10,000 tap sugar wood. So right now we're trying to pay our payment off from the bank. So we do make some profit, but
right,
we're going to make our payment first. After we pay our equipment off, should be pretty good profit.
Yeah. You think larger sugaring operations are going to push out the smaller ones? Like, I mean,
I think eventually, yes, like hobby operations are going to go out because they're not going to be up to date with all the precautions that are coming out, regulations.
The amount of people sugaring have doubled in the last 10 years, and bigger companies are pushing out the smaller ones, like you were saying. Now, what are the markets going to look like for the buyers in the next 10 years?
I think there will always be a demand for syrup. I mean, you can always get rid of your syrup anywhere, anytime, so I don't think that'll be a problem.
Well, perfect. Thank you for sitting down with me and interviewing. Just trying to gather some information here, and I think you hit the spot right on. Thank you.
No problem, Kyle.
Well, after interviewing Evan, we found out a lot of good information about sugaring and how things will look in the next 10 years. Evan helped us answer our questions that we had about this topic. But that's all that we have for you today, and we will see you in the next one.